It's Essential Pittsburgh, and I'm Andy Conti, investigative reporter for the Tribune Review, in for Paul Guggenheimer. One of my favorite earliest memories is going to the bookstore, actually taking books off the shelves and talking with the shop clerks and finding interesting recommendations. You know, actually out there doing it in an actual bookstore. And apparently, I'm not alone. Essential Pittsburgh spoke with some people who prefer a small independent bookseller over a chain or online vendor.
It's like a magnetic force when we see a bookshelf. So when we see a local bookshop especially, we just go right in.
It just warms my heart when I come into a store like this. I love bookstores. And I feel like book lovers, now that some of those places are gone, I feel like they're realizing they have to support small bookstores, and I don't know, it feels like that.
The consequences of losing bookshops and other small shops is also a kind of subsidy, and that we have to pay the price of that, the loss of social vitality. So there's all sorts of hidden consequences and hidden subsidies of the Amazonification of the book trade initially, but then doing the same in other areas. So I think you need to devise a strategy that works on several fronts. You need to think about how to reinvent the bookstore.
We're here today to say this story might yet still have a few interesting twists and turns to it. We have in studio my new friend, Susan Hans O'Connor, owner of the Penguin Bookshop in Sewickley. Susan, welcome to Essential Pittsburgh.
It's great to be here, Andy.
When it comes to purchasing books, do you, the listeners, support local booksellers? You can call us at 412-246-2002 or send us an email at esspgh@wesa.fm. Susan, I wanted to set this up by talking a little bit about your bookshop. The Penguin Bookshop has been a mainstay in Sewickley for almost 90 years, and although it's gone through a lot of changes, it's not stayed the same in that time. I know you just recently moved across the street. What is the current vibe at your shop?
The current vibe is that we are in a perfect space for this time in the town, for this time in bookselling, and we just absolutely love our new space. It is cozy, and customers come in, and they say that it's easy to find books. They feel welcome in it. They find things that they like fast. Of course, we're helping them find things as well. But the vibe is that there is absolutely some competition out there, but that we are poised and positioned to do our best to compete with all the forces out there.
Well, let's talk a little bit about that competition, as uncomfortable as it might be, but I think people want to know how you're surviving. I mean, if you look back across, you know, the country and what's happened, first independent booksellers were squeezed by the big national chains, and now they're being squeezed again by the retailer whose name must not be mentioned.
Mm-hmm.
How are you surviving this? How are you carving out your own niche to keep it going?
Well, we can't compete on certain levels with those places that shall not be named, and the biggest one is price. So we have to find other ways to be exceptional and to make book buying an experience as opposed to just hitting a button on your computer. So every single day we work to be the absolute best community bookstore that we can be, which means that we provide excellent customer service. We find books for individuals based on their individual tastes. We have a very well-curated book selection of high-quality books and very literary books, and a lot of books that are considered mid-list books by publishers, which means that they haven't gotten a lot of attention. You know, they're not the big names necessarily. There's some authors that maybe haven't gone on big national tours, but independent booksellers are known for being tastemakers and for being able to find those little gems, those diamonds in the rough, and bring them to their customers. And the only way that you really can do that is to have people walk into your store and to know what's on your shelves and to love what's on your shelves. And just about down to each individual book, we love every book in our store.
So Talk a little bit about your personal background, because it's not like you just fell into this and said, well, I want to open a bookstore. You've been involved in the book editing process for a long time. You came from New York. What's your own personal background?
My background is that I began my publishing career way back in the dark ages, Andy.
No, it can't be. I don't believe it.
Back in the 90s, I started working at Viking Penguin in New York. And I started as an editorial assistant. I was working for two amazing executive editors who had all sorts of big name authors, Stephen King, Carol Shields, on and on. And that was how I got my start. I'd always loved reading. I'd always considered myself a pretty good writer, but really didn't know too much about the book publishing industry until I set foot in Penguin. And it was just an amazing decade of learning and growing and learning the business, and just a fabulous way to focus my passion into my actual career.
You're listening to Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Andy Conti of the Tribune Review, sitting in for Paul Guggenheimer. We're talking with Susan Hans O'Connor, owner of the Penguin Bookshop in Sewickley. And again, I'm going to turn to the callers and say, you know, what are your thoughts on this? How do you feel about purchasing books from a local store versus one of the national chains or book, you know, a bookseller online? You can call us at 412-246-2002 or send us an email at esspgh@wesa.fm. Susan, I'm wondering, in terms of that background, you're sitting, you know, when you were sitting in New York and you're thinking, you know, there must have been books that you really championed, you really believed in, but when they got to the street, they just didn't sell that well. Now that you're a retail seller, what have you learned about why books, some books succeed and why others fail?
That is so true, and that's such a great point. And it brings me to the fact that it was such a great piece of my journey and next step in my journey to own a bookstore, because when you're sitting in the corporate offices in New York, as exciting as it is, you sometimes lose sight of what it means to really put a book in a customer's hand. And that's really what it's all about. And I really didn't know that much about that piece of it. So I think that it really begins with getting your book in the right people's hands and having people love it. I mean, it has to be, the book has to deliver. It has to be a great book, and you have to believe in the book. And then it's easy, well, not so easy, to get people, booksellers, individuals to read something. And then it's word of mouth. If you are an author that has received a big advance from a publisher and they're going to get behind you with a tour, et cetera, then it's an easier, slightly easier road. But for those many, many smaller authors and again, mid-list authors, it's not so easy. And those were really the authors that I ended up, I was not working with Stephen King directly. I mean, I was not publishing his books. I was assisting on those books. So my authors were smaller mystery writers. And gosh, now when I look back, when books come into the store and I see those kinds of books, I think, and I see who the editors are in New York, and I think, oh my gosh, I really want this book to find the right audience and to get the attention that it deserves.
When do you, you know, when I was at your bookstore last week, you know, I looked out and I remember seeing the Pittsburgh Dad books, right?
You have
a lot because they've sold so well.
Yep.
How well have they done, first of all?
Oh my gosh, that was a huge success for us, Andy. We do really well with local authors, and they're easy books to sell. We don't even have to do much, and we have lots and lots of people coming into the store. For the Pittsburgh Dads, we had an author event that was actually coincided with Independent Bookstore Day. It was a Saturday afternoon, and the guys came, the dads came, and they were hilarious and friendly, and they had over 100 people waiting in line to have their books signed. We sold a ton of books, and it was just one of those events that, you know, you look around, the store is filled with people, and you think, wow, this is what it's all about. This is fun. This is lively and vibrant, and this is what a local bookstore is meant to do.
Yeah, that's exciting. I wonder, too, when you look at, I mean, obviously that's a book that sells because of the personality and the name behind it.
Right.
And you see the same sorts of things happening at the national level. You talked about the mid-list books, mm-hmm. but I'm wondering how much you feel the national publishers have fallen back on celebrity authors, you know, putting faces out there and selling the big names that they know are going to sell well. It's such a tough market. Why not put somebody out there that's a definite sell versus somebody who has told a story that maybe you have to convince people to check out?
That's absolutely an issue, and that's true. It was true, and I was in publishing a decade ago, and I think it's even more true now. It's fewer authors with bigger advances, and then more risk for those authors, and therefore there isn't, you know, publishers aren't as able or as willing to take risks on some of the smaller authors, and it's definitely a challenge. But I think if we keep working together and publishers keep seeing the importance of independent booksellers, because we are, I think we're 10% of the book market, which doesn't seem like a lot, but we are definitely considered tastemakers, and they can build a book from the ground up through stores like the Penguin and other indies. And so I hope that publishers and authors, and I hope that customers continue to come to independent bookstores, and that's a way for smaller and mid-list authors to grow and to become those big authors. And, you know, many of those, some of those big authors did start on a much smaller scale.
Everybody starts somewhere, right?
Exactly.
You're listening to Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Andy Conti of the Tribune Review, sitting in for Paul Guggenheimer. We're talking with Susan Hans O'Connor, owner of the Penguin Bookshop in Sewickley. While we've been sitting here, Susan, we've gotten a couple of emails from listeners. Jason.
Great.
Jason says to us, I love my local community bookstore. Rickard and Beagle is such a gem. There's a young woman who works there, Christy, and she's such a wealth of knowledge. It is if she has read every book in the shop. And then
wow.
Sherry, yeah, right.
I'd like to meet her.
I know. And Sherry says in an email, I'm so happy to learn about this shop, your shop. I love bookstores. And now that I know about this store, I plan to shop there and ditch the, quote, big box. I can't wait to visit.
Wonderful. That's what we like to hear. You know, all those choices that we make every day about what we purchase, not just books, but they have an effect on our communities. And we always say, you know, keep it local as much as you can, not just for books, but just pay attention to the great stores that are all around you for everything in addition to books. But of course, our focus is on reading and great author events.
I think about the event I was at your bookshop last week, and it seemed like you knew a lot of people coming through the door.
Right.
You seem to know them very well.
Right.
How much is that part of your, you know, the bookshop experience, knowing your customers and then suggesting books to them, knowing what they like and connecting with them?
It's huge. We really know our customers, and I have an amazing assistant manager, Mary Ferris, who was at the other store for 5 years before I took over. And, you know, Mary can say, hey, This she looks at a catalog and it looks like this obscure history book, but she says, oh my gosh, Mr. Brown would love this book. He's a World War II fanatic, you know, so we'll sell at least one to him. And it's that kind of thing. But we have had, you know, as you said, the Penguin Bookshop has been around for going on 86 years. That's a really, really long time. The community has said, we want a bookstore in our town. We're going to support you through good times and through bad. And so it really, stores do depend on their communities, and they will be around for as long as communities want them to be there. And then it's the store's job to serve the community as best they can. And so that is, we try to do that every single day, and do things that maybe aren't obvious as bookseller duties. But, you know, we have the Y kids come over once a month from the childcare program, and we have a special story hour with them, and they all go home with a book. And it's just those kinds of things that connect you to the community, and then the community gives back by walking into the store and buying books from you.
Let's talk a little bit about the larger community, too, because we've talked a lot about your own bookshop,
right,
the Penguin Bookshop. But there's this new group in town, Littsburg,
yeah,
formed by some New York expats who were involved in the book,
right,
community.
Great
there.
Great people.
Tell us a little bit about that and the work they're doing. I know you're involved with it.
I don't know that much about,
right,
it, Andy, although I do know that Rachel Ekstrom and Nick Courage and Katie Kurtzman are three people who are, they launched it, and they are all ex-New York publishing professionals, just as I am. And we've gotten together. We've had lunch. We've spoken. We're excited about what's happening in Pittsburgh and just the things that can still happen. You know, we're a great literate town. We've got world-class universities and colleges. Right, we were named one of the 10 most literate cities in the United States, and there's a lot here, and I think we just need to continue to tap into that and to keep the vibe going.
Susan Hans O'Connor, owner of the Penguin Bookshop in Sewickley, thanks so much for joining us today on Essential Pittsburgh.
Thank you so much, Andy. It was a pleasure.
Coming up, are you ready for some football? I had to sing it almost. Author Greg Nichols, whose book Striking Gridiron chronicles the remarkable Braddock High School Tigers football team of the 1950s. He'll be joining us. I'm Andy Conti of the Tribune Review, sitting in for Paul Guggenheimer, and you're listening to Essential Pittsburgh on 90.5 WESA.